What's all the hoopla about immersive learning anyway? It's been shown that this type of training has many benefits, including increased retention rates, better understanding of course material, and improved leadership skills. In this week's Human Performance Bite, we're going to deep dive into what immersive learning is and how it gives your workforce an advantage. Immersive learning and VR training are phrases that have dominated the L&D space in the past year. What was once only possible in the realms of science fiction has now become a reality. With the advent of cheaper and more widely available VR hardware and the emergence of specialist VR training companies and platforms, creating and deploying a program of immersive learning to your workforce is now a viable, powerful, and scalable solution. But what exactly is immersive learning? How does it work? And what evidence is there to support its increasingly widespread use in enterprise training? With many touting it as the ultimate convergence of learning science and innovative technology, we wanted to take a moment to understand what immersive learning really is and why it has such profound implications on human development and training. So what is it anyway? Well, immersive learning is a hybrid educational approach that leverages immersive technologies such as virtual reality, decades of scientific research and data analytics to create programs of L&D with huge benefits for learners, instructors, and even employers. Immersive learning allows learners to enter simulated environments that would otherwise be challenging, costly, or impractical to replicate at scale. Experiential learning is a tried and tested approach to encouraging active learning and gives participants memorable experiences that supercharges their learning process. Immersive learning takes this practice to the next level. It has the potential to place learners in situations that might be dangerous, hard to reach, or in some cases, downright impossible to recreate in real life. VR is the most common way to engage with immersive learning, with participants wearing a full head-mounted display, or HMD, and until fairly recently, VR headsets had to be connected to a high-end computer in order to achieve good visuals. But with the release of standalone VR headsets such as the MetaQuest 2, Pico Neo 2, and the upcoming HTC Vive Flow, employers no longer need to worry about the cost implications of expensive computer hardware when deploying immersive learning to their workforce. Coupled with scalable cloud-based platforms, the tools to deliver immersive learning are now more accessible and affordable than ever. So why bother with immersive learning? Well, immersive learning in VR allows participants to not only look around inside a virtual world, but also walk around it and interact with virtual objects. They can even speak to virtual characters. Being fully immersed in realistic environments creates opportunities to elicit more powerful emotional responses than traditional theory-based training. Learners don't need to imagine a challenging or high-pressure scenario, they can actually experience it. In VR training, learners can become familiar with the new workplace environment before they even set foot through the door. They can learn to use specialist tools and machinery, practice their customer service and conversational skills, and even diagnose virtual patients in healthcare. VR environments also allow for visual augmentations that aren't possible in the physical world, such as interactive hotspots, information boxes, pop-up videos and quizzes, all of which can promote increased learner engagement. One of the big challenges faced by employers in recent years has been how to approach remote employee training. Whether necessitated by COVID-19, or simply because employees are seeking greater working flexibility, remote working has seen a surge in popularity across many industries. Immersive learning offers the opportunity to develop workplace skills and competencies without being tethered to a physical location like an office. It also facilitates on-demand access and user-driven repetition. Learners can revisit and replay training whenever they need it without having to wait for an instructor to be available. Another major benefit of immersive learning, deployed through a cloud system, is the ability to monitor learner progress and feedback in real time. With this tech, you can evaluate training efficacy and intelligently suggest areas for improvement in ways that were not previously possible. Immersive learning platforms are now incorporating data analytics to provide detailed insights for employers and L&D managers. This allows them to make better business decisions and deploy further training only in the most crucial areas. Yeah, sure, but does this actually work? While training employees with immersive technology is supported by key theories of adult and experiential learning, which highlight how learning through doing has significant advantages over passive instructional techniques, such as listening to lectures, reading books, or even watching videos like this one. Scientific studies have already shown that students exposed to immersive training are up to 30% more efficient at using inputs, time, and avoiding performance errors than those exposed to traditional training. Excitingly, recent neuroscientific research has also shown that VR environments have the potential to promote greater neuroplasticity than real-world environments. This has huge potential implications for the way our brains develop long-term memory connections. There's a wealth of research supporting positive outcomes of immersive training for learners in procedural skills and knowledge acquisition. For example, medical students who significantly improved in specific techniques practiced in VR, and staff who were trained to deal with an emergency fire in the workplace. And other studies have demonstrated the potential of immersive experiences to promote affective and behavioral change for learners, such as exposure therapy, anxiety disorder treatment, and empathy elicitation. If you're as excited as we are, you're now probably asking, how do I actually do this? How can I make and deploy my own programs of immersive learning? Well, until recently, immersive learning content has been really tricky to make, especially for those without specialist filmmaking or CGI design skills. The two main methods to create content right now are using 360-degree filmmaking, where entire live environments can be recorded using 360 cameras, or using CGI to design and build immersive environments from scratch. Of course, there were then the added complexities of hosting this content and ultimately delivering it to learners in VR headsets. But now, many VR companies offer a no-code, all-in-one platform, which allows L&D professionals to use their existing skills to create high-quality immersive training programs. So while standalone VR training experiences do still exist, their relative cost and limited application beyond their initial use case make them fairly ill-suited for continued professional development and training. Highly customizable immersive learning courses that can be continually updated are now becoming the industry standard and are being used to train and onboard employees in healthcare, service industries, education, and even sports professionals. L&D professionals now have the exciting prospect of being able to harness these powerful learning tools without the need to learn complex video production processes or 3D computer design. So hopefully now you know all about immersive learning and how it can help your organization. Obviously here at Verti, it's our mission to make this kind of learning accessible and affordable to everyone. So if you'd like to learn more about how Verti can support your organization, come say hi at verti.com/hello. And hey, while you're there, if this kind of tech interests you as much as it does us, you'll love our newsletter. So sign up at verti.com/newsletter to get our latest insights direct to your inbox every single Thursday.